Good morning. This is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all of our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We give glory to thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, the God and Father of Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. Almighty God, who showed to them that were in error the light of thy truth, to the intent that they may return unto the way of righteousness, grant unto all them that are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's religion, that they may avoid those things that are contrary to their profession, and follow all such things that are agreeable to the same. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The readings for this morning are as follows. The Old Testament, Lamentations chapter 3, verses 18 to 26. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. So far. This morning's epistle Romans chapter 5 verses 6 through 11. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet perhaps for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. So far. This morning's Gospel, St. John chapter 16, verses 16 to 23. A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he is saying unto us a little while? And you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. They said, therefore, what is this that he is saying a little while? We cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, do you inquire among yourselves of that I said a little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she has delivered the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again. And your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever or whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he shall give it to you. So far. This morning's sermon theme is, Through Christ We Are Justified, and it's based upon the epistle that I read this morning. Justification. This word is judged by many to be the most important word in Holy Scripture. Especially in the Lutheran Church, it is the central teaching, or should be, of the Christian faith. Scholarly papers are written on it. It was the heart of the Lutheran Reformation. It is summarized in the words of St. Paul when he says, "We maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law." In this morning's epistle, St. Paul tells us what it means to be justified. The importance of this doctrine is not established by theologians who write about it, or how often we use it in sermons. This doctrine is meant by God to be used in this life, leading to eternal life. Again, this morning's sermon theme is, Through Christ we are justified before God. This means that Christ has paid the penalty of sin, our sin, by his sacrificial death. St. Paul says Christ died for the ungodly. That's me and that's you. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm a sinner, and so are you. We just confessed our sins to God at the beginning of our worship. Although at times we may be a little casual about the seriousness of sin, we need to remember that sin is the source of all troubles in this life. And unless we are delivered from it, the worse is still to come. There is eternal death, and all the torments of hell for all who reject the grace and the love of God in Christ Jesus. Sin is in people everywhere to plague them in this life and to torment them in eternity. And while all of this goes on among the people on this earth, God has reached out in love and sent Christ. He died for the sinner. We have now been justified by Christ's blood. He made us just in the eyes of God by shedding his own blood. You see, we cannot stand before our Heavenly Father unless the heavy stains of our sins have been wiped away. We cannot find real happiness and peace of mind unless our guilt has been removed. We cannot sidestep the terrors of death, avoid eternal judgment and condemnation, unless the evil on our hands, mind, and soul is pardoned. And since you and I, far from being able to take away a single sin, and are constantly leading ourselves into greater guilt, Jesus Christ, thanks be to his compassion, paid the full penalty of every unholy thought, word, and act in our lives, suffered their punishment, blotted out their charges so entirely and eternally that in God's sight they no longer exist to be charged against us. All this our precious Savior did when on the cross he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Therefore, St. Paul writes, we have now been justified by his blood. That is the situation already now, not something that is yet to happen. Now we sinners may stand before God, pointed to Jesus Christ, and claim a place in God's presence on the basis of Christ's sacrifice. And God means for us to use this truth now. He wants us to live without fear. God has loved us with a perfect love in giving us his Son to suffer and die in our place. As a matter of fact, the first words of the angel to the shepherds were, "Do not be afraid." Being justified before God also means that our relationship to him has changed. Paul tells us, "If we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved through his life. we have now received reconciliation. Now, what does that mean? I think of myself as a poor, miserable sinner. That's what Scripture says I am. That is, without Christ. But God has changed our status. He has changed our status from unholy and sinner to saints and children. God has adopted us and made us His children as a result of our being justified before Him. You see, God could not endure the separation of His children from Himself. He found them lost in sin. They were His, yes, but they were rebelling against Him. They were helpless to help themselves. And nevertheless, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He delivered us from this road to death and hell and restored us as members of His family. St. Paul calls this reconciliation. When we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him. God didn't change, no. He always hated and deplored sin and responded with His punishment. He's still the same. Sin incurs His wrath, His punishment. But that anger and punishment were spent on His Son as Christ took our place in Gethsemane and on Calvary. We can only begin to realize the enormity of our sins only if we truly understand that they sent the Almighty's own Son to that cross, and there He died in payment of this penalty. We cannot fathom Christ's grace unless we feel the terrors of our own sin. It is not a small, trivial, insignificant matter, this breaking of God's law. Every violation of the divine will brings His wrath and provokes as punishment eternal death, banishment from the Father, everlasting condemnation in hell. But through faith in Christ, we are justified before God. Could there be a greater, more useful truth? Amen. We have a prayer request this morning. It's on behalf of Ron Menzel, Irma Novotny's brother. He died. Let us have a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to You this morning with sorrow in our hearts over the death of Ron Menzel, but also with joy over the fact that You have called him, Ron, that is, into the eternal joys of heaven. We thank You for having brought Ron into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. For where there is faith in Christ, there is the forgiveness of sins and the guarantee of eternal life. We ask now that You bring comfort to all who mourn His death, with the assurance of a reunion in heaven with all those who have remained faithful and have now received the crown of life. We approach Your throne of grace in the name of Your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech Thee, Almighty God, and to Thy Church, Thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that Thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edification of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide unto the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.